Moncrief on News Talk.
If you move to another country, you'll of course want to drink in the local culture. Yet still, it might be nice to get the odd blast of Ireland when you need it. And now there's an app for that. It's called Irish Yappers, and the man behind it is David Murphy, who lives in the Algarve. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. What's the weather like in the Algarve?
Oh, it's lovely today. We had a bit of rain for the last few weeks, but it's finally cleared up, so we're all clear now in the sun.
Okay, yeah. What kind of temperature would it be?
It's about 24, 25.
Oh, right, okay. It's freezing April. Here. It's absolutely freezing here. It's cold, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's like everyone's going,
Now, I remember it well, Sean.
Yes. just to remind you why you live where you live, or one of the reasons. How long have you lived there for?
I've been here 9 years.
Right. Okay. And so in your experience, living, you know, nearly a decade away from Ireland, do you occasionally get homesick or you know, how does that feeling assail you on a regular basis?
Yeah, I think so. Because when it really hits home, Sean, is when you go back to Ireland and you meet, you know, your family and friends for maybe a weekend or a week. It's when you come back, you kind of miss that buzz of that crowd and that chatting, you know, the usual like five conversations at once, and you can handle them no problem. And if I come back here and I've got like American or English friends here, they're kind of looking at me strange when I'm using the lingo, and, you know, my ma's going to reef me and stuff. They're like, who's what? But, you know, it's interesting. I think we're the only kind of country in the world that does that. We have these great chats and we're not afraid to speak to people at a bus stop or, you know, strangers, where anywhere else they look at you very strange.
Yeah. And so did you, all your time you've lived in the Isle, have you made Irish friends there? Is there an Irish community there?
Well, you see, there wasn't, Sean. When I got here first, I didn't know anybody. So I said, okay, well, after maybe a couple of years being here, I'd met a few people, but nobody crazy like as such. But I'd gone home one time and I came back and I thought, you know what, there must be more Irish people here that want to speak at the proper speed that I speak at and not have had to slow down for their friends as such. So I just took an ad on Facebook, like just a post on Facebook saying, listen, does anybody, you know, want to chat once a month or once every 2 months or something, just at their own speed in an Irish accent, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, there was quite a good reply to it. A lot of people I live in Portimao, so there's people in the county and outside saying, yeah, we'll do that. And it's nice, Sean, just to sit down. We do it once every 2 weeks now. We do it twice a month. And we just meet in the marina and we sit there and we just chat. And it's funny when new people come, they'll ask us on Facebook, oh, how do we know? How we see you? I say, you'll hear us from 500 miles radius. Don't worry about that. As soon as you get close to us. And you just sit down and you yap.
Yeah. And so those fortnightly meetups, like, are you talking about Ireland? Is there a blast of the old fado about it?
Yeah. No, do you know what? It's a bit of everything, because you'll have people who will be nostalgic about it and say, oh, do you remember this? And a conversation might break out on, you know, do you remember buying these sweets or this batch loaf or that, you know? Or somebody might say, oh, God, the new place up there is selling Tato. That's great. We all know that now. So we've adapted to life here, but it's just nice to have a taste of home. So there'll be millions of different conversations, but some will be nostalgic, some will be new. And then information is great, because people might say, oh, I have to go for my residency or my driver's license. Does anybody know? So I'm like, oh, yeah, he did that and I did this. So there's kind of like a little chat group you can do as well, which is great. And it was only because people from outside, Sean, were looking at the post in France and Spain and the UK and said to me, look, your post looks great. You've got great pictures, people chatting and, you know, drinking and having a great time for a couple of hours. But do we have that in Spain or France? And I was like, actually, no. I said, I'm sure I could do it, but, you know, I didn't, because I just started in the Algarve. I think that's where I jumped from there, you know?
Yeah. And so now this is an app. So if somebody, does it cover every country in the world, would you say, or mostly Europe?
Eventually it will. So what I did was I went and I developed it to some degree myself, but it involves geolocation. So I'm not a coder. So I got a developer to do it. And he said, look, if I code it for you, release it in Europe first and then move kind of continent by continent. So I got Europe done and I got Australia done and I started on America and Africa. So because the big pubs, Sean, are going to be in the US, Australia, and then Spain. Oh, my God, Spain has so many Irish pubs. It's crazy. But you know, the idea of the app is that you can either see when you land in Madrid or wherever, you can see where you are, you can see where other Irish people are if they're online, or you can see where the Irish bars are or the Irish shops. It's basically very simple, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Now, but if, you know, yourself, there's Irish pubs and Irish pubs where some fella called Miguel bought a few signs on the internet and he's calling it an Irish pub.
It's true. It's so true, because that's what happened when I was sourcing the information. I got a return of there's nearly 1,000 Irish bars in Spain. So I had to go through them manually, and you had El Taco España or Latina Italiano. And they were tagging themselves as an Irish pub, and I thought, oh my God. So I had to take all them out. So I verified, when I see Molly Malone's or O'Donoghue's or Kelly's, I kind of know that's an Irish bar. Interestingly enough, some of the bars are actually ran by Portuguese people here in Portugal, and some are run by Irish. And it's very hard to tell the difference, Sean, because they might have an Irish member of staff or an Irish manager. Mm. And I mean, it's for all intents and purposes, it is. And it was funny because one guy said to me recently, so you're telling me, David, I can know where to avoid the places when I go on holiday. That's like, that's okay, fair enough. Yeah. That's what I'm gonna do.
Fair. And can the users of the app also input information if, you know, someone, I don't know, is in South America, yeah, and say, you know, there's an Irish bar here and I know 7 Irish people who live in this city, kind of thing?
Yeah. Exactly, because when people joined, I'm the admin in the chat group, so they can just text me and say, David, did you know there's a pub here that you don't have listed? And I'm like, oh, cool, because that only happened yesterday. Somebody went to Marseille, and I didn't have all the pubs in Marseille. I thought I did, but they sent me a couple of pictures, one of the girls, Yvonne, and she said, listen, there's a couple of pubs that I didn't see. So that's great. I've got me little yappers all over the world sending me back information, Sean, which is great, because that's what I wanted to do, was to build that database for it. But it's just all about community. I think that's what happens when we go away. It's great. But I think the Irish are definitely genuine in that we will literally chat to anybody and not have a problem with it, you know. And it's nice to have that every now and again.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, would you ever be tempted to move home, though?
I don't think so. No, because I lived in, and that's not a bad thing.
No,
because I lived
no.
in London. Do you know, I did live in London for 7 years when I was younger, and I loved that. And then I went back to Ireland. Then I said, okay, I'll try somewhere else. And I came to Portugal, and I love Portugal. Now, I think I would carry on in different parts of Europe, all right. But the weather, Sean, I can't deal with that weather. It's just too cold and too grey. Whenever I fly in, I see it. I go, no, thanks. You can keep that dark part. But you just can't bring, you can't beat the people. That's what I created here, was I, through Facebook ads and stuff, you know, I just got all the Irish people here in the community. So it kind of feels very homely and very comfortable. But then I still have American and English mates and Portuguese mates, which I will talk to separately as well. But when it's funny, two of my English mates came to one of the Appers meetups, and they were waiting on me, and they literally said to me, Deva, I didn't understand a word you just said in the last 20 minutes. Because I was speaking so fast amongst me own.
David, best of luck with that. It's called Irish Yappers. Is the name of that app. That's David Murphy there. And texts are coming in. Galway is gorgeous. It's roasting in Clare, seriously. But is it 25 degrees?
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.